the rest of the story. John and Stu got to talking one day. Stu was down on his luck, and John knew it. John said, "I hear all of this started when you got religion." Well, strangely, it was so. Stu was Stuart Hamblin. You may not remember his name. He was a big deal on the West Coast 40 years ago. Had his own daily radio show and a raucous reputation. Stuart Hamblin. He lived hard, drank hard. The songs he wrote and sang said it all. Songs like, "I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I will go chasing women." What Stu Hamblin was like was no secret around Los Angeles. But then one day, a traveling preacher came to town. For a laugh, one supposes, Stu invited the fellow onto his radio program. He said, "Come on the air with me, boy, and I'll fill the tent for you." Well, sure enough, the night after that radio show, the young preacher's go-to-meeting tent was overflowing with the sincere and the curious. Of course, tough guy Stu Hamblin never bought any of what the traveling preacher was selling. In fact, Stu's ambivalence turned to anger one night when he came down to the preacher's tent and heard the young man declare to the assembled, "There is a person here tonight who is a phony." Well, nobody knows for sure just whom the preacher was talking about, nor if he were referring to anyone in particular at all, but Stu Hamblin knew it was Stu Hamblin. Ministers call it conviction. You hear some bad thing in general, but your conscience takes it personally. Anyhow, what the young preacher had said started gnawing at Stu. It chewed on him so hard that he showed up at the preacher's door at 2 a.m. one morning, begging, "Pray for me." But to Stu's astonishment, the preacher said no. Preacher said, "I can see this is between you and God. I'm not going to get in the way." But Stu stayed, and the two men talked, and 3 hours later, at 5 in the morning, Stuart Hamblin, weeping, finally sank to his knees, cried out in the darkness of his soul, "Lord, you're hearing a new voice this morning." That's when Stu Hamblin's trouble started. Oh, he stopped drinking, he stopped partying, grew a lot less interesting to former admirers, but then after refusing to advertise beer on his radio program, he was fired. So John and Stu got to talking that one day. Stu was down on his luck, and John knew it. John said, "I hear all of this started when you got religion." Of course, now you know that was true. But then John flashed a sly smile and said, "Tell me the truth. Haven't you been hankering for a drink, even a little one?" And Stu replied, "Not even a little one." And then he added, "God can do anything. That's no secret." And John said, "Hey, you could write a song about that." And Stu Hamblin did. For the traveling preacher who returned a favor 40 years ago, by not praying for Stu, by making him face God one-on-one, was young Billy Graham. And the song Stu wrote at the suggestion of his friend John, who was actor John Wayne, that song has since become an evangelical classic. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. And now you know the rest of the story.